on WTOP at 722.
So the British Open is underway right now from lovely St. Andrews. And I'm not talking about the golf course being lovely. It's always been the case. But I'll tell you what, Paul Newberry with the Associated Press is with us live from St. Andrews this morning. What is with the good weather? The British Open is supposed to be rain and wind.
I know. Yesterday looked like a British Open day with a howling wind and pouring rain and everybody soaked. But today we had a promise of a big storm supposedly moving in, and don't know where it went. It's not here. It's not here at St. Andrews.
I guess the storm so far is John Daly's surprise performance here.
Yes, he's caught everybody off guard, as John seems to do about every 10 or 15 years. Put up a 66, really took advantage of the conditions, and it's ties his best record, his best score ever at a British Open, 6 under 66, although it doesn't look like it's going to hold up for the lead because the conditions are just so favorable for scoring that everybody's really taking an aim at it.
I bet they are. How is everyone else doing behind him?
Well, right now he's actually tied for the clubhouse lead at with a guy named Andrew Coulthard, who's from a local guy from Scotland. But I guess the guy who looks like he might even challenge the championship record is the young Irishman Rory McIlroy, who's at 8 under right now through 15 holes. He sort of got rolling. He drove the green at number 9 and rolled in an eagle putt, and now he's just birdie after birdie on the backside. So he's right now actually 2 shots clear with 3 holes to go.
At this point, is Tiger, Phil out on the course? Are they going to get an opportunity under these incredible conditions at this course?
Yes, he's coming down about midway through the backside right now. In fact, he just rolled in another 15-foot putt for birdie. So he's put together 2 birdies in a row, and he's at 5 under. Through 13, so he is now. He just moved onto the leaderboard here for the first time.
But Phil is Phil out there too? Phil Mickelson?
No, Phil has an afternoon tee time. So I guess the all he can do is, I'm sure he's watching the weather and hoping, please let these conditions be like they are for me this afternoon.
Now, Paul, as we watch the as we watch this over the weekend, what should we look for on this course? What are going to be some of the challenges that the golfers are facing?
And always with the British Open, you know, today the reason we're seeing these scores is because the weather is, you know, surprisingly calm. Mm-hmm. And that's what a British Open usually comes down to on these links courses. And St. Andrews is certainly no different. If there's some forecast for some storms and rain and wind to come in this weekend, you know, the scores go up. If it stays like this, you know, these guys are going to, it's going to be like a regular week on the PGA Tour. I mean, you're going to see some, you know, double digit, below par. So, you know, always just look to the skies over here on this side of the pond.
Somehow before this tournament is over, though, I mean, you got to anticipate at least one round with that typical British weather.
Yes, I mean, we're, again, looking at the forecast, which I don't know how much that means, you know, here particularly, but not sure what it's going to do from 1 hour to the next. But, yes, it's... That's the thing, you know, if the course, it could really toughen up. I mean, they tried to get in this, an exhibition yesterday with all the past champions playing, and they couldn't even get that, you know, on the course because the weather was so bad yesterday. But, today we thought we'd get more of the same, and it's just held off. So it's, the guys are out here playing in shirt sleeves. A lot of them have taken off their jackets, and
wow.
I think you can get out here in shirt sleeves and shorts and play today with no problem.
Well, Paul, enjoy yourself. We appreciate your perspective, the early round of the British Open this morning.
Glad to do it for you, man.
Paul Newberry, Associated Press sports writer.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Tucker Eccles from the Washington Business Journal. How things shaping up on a Thursday?